One halacha, the laws of Shabbat. We learned already in Shin Chavchet that if somebody on Shabbat is nofel the mishkav, he's so ill that he needs to lie down to alleviate his pain, that he can't walk, he needs to lie down. So the law says that the rabbis will never gozer in such a case regarding medicines on Shabbat. That fellow is allowed to take any medicine that he needs in order to heal him, because he's nofel the mishkav. As opposed to somebody that's just walking healthily, so then already there's restrictions on what he's allowed to do for himself. The question is asked in the halakha, if somebody is he's walking healthily, but if he doesn't take a medicine, is he going to be nofel the mishkav, which basically it's preventative. He has a certain condition, so he's got to take certain medicines. And when he doesn't take his medicine, automatically he gets sick. So the she'elah is, you have to wait until he gets sick to lie down to take the medicine, or is he allowed to take the medicine even though he's walking healthily to prevent a situation? The poor scheme, including Rosh Hashanah Zaman Oyebach and Shulchan Shlomo in Siman Shin Chafet Ot Chaf Dalid, writes, Shemi Sheyesh Kol Mihush VeKe'ev UMetalech Kebari, he's walking healthily. V'im lo yitapel b'ke'evo, if he doesn't deal with his situation, alul lipol lemeshkav, dino kemi shenafal lemeshkav, umutal lo litol terufa b'shabbat. If he's matir, in Menhat Shlomo, he writes the same thing. He says, v'fi aniyut da'ati, adavar pashut. It's obvious, shemutal lakat terufot, im hu b'matzav kazeh, שאם לא ייקח התרופות יחלה, דלמה נמתין עד שיחלה? Why do we have to wait until he gets sick? We know already what's going to happen. So the rabbi called the Nishmat Shabbat brings a proof to this concept of Mahalakha that Maran writes in Nish Ayin Vav. Over there Maran writes that it's permissible in the winter to tell the goy to turn on the fire in order to heat the house. And the Maran holds over there, the Hakol Cholim Etzel Atzina. Because everybody's considered sick when it comes to sitting in the cold. So therefore, they were matir to tell the goy to turn on the fire in order to heat the house. And the poskim over there say, you don't have to wait until the house becomes cold to tell him to turn it on. You can tell him to turn it on to prevent it from becoming cold. So for me, you see that preventative maneuvers are permissible in order to thwart a chole case. Rabbi Shlomo Miller in Shabbat Shlomo concludes, Mi sheyesh lo ke'ev, she'im lo yitapel bech'evo, alul lipol lemeshkav, dino kemi shenafal lemeshkav, umutal lo yitol terufa b'shabbat. So he's matir. The chidush that he says, in the footnote in Tet, is even if he's not going to be nofel lemeshkav until after Shabbat, that's a chidush of the Rav, that he doesn't have to be nofel l'mishkav on Shabbat itself. If he doesn't take his medicine, he's going to be tied up in bed on Saturday night. So he says in the parentheses, v'nereh d'yesh la'atir b'zeh, afidu im yipol l'mishkav rak ahar Shabbat. The mikol makom etzem ha'anyan, the mere fact that this type of ke'ev that he has, or condition that he has, will cause him to be nofel l'mishkav. I don't care exactly when it'll cause him to be nofel l'mishkav. It's a condition that's a nofel mishkav, so therefore he says it would be permissible to take the medicine even on Shabbat.